Welcome to the E-Commerce Society podcast, where you can learn how to start, grow, scale, or launch your dream e-commerce and product-based business, all without ever relying on ads or social media. Each week, you will hear step-by-step, tangible, and fluff-free strategies to help you skyrocket your sales and traffic, gain more visibility for your business, and create those mega loyal customer super fans, which you totally need. Hi, I'm Carrie Fitzgerald, your cheerleader and hype girl. I went from corporate marketing in the education space to building, scaling, and selling my own product-based business. And today, my work and mission is to help founders just like you create and scale the world's most magnetic brands and turn them into fucking empires. So whether you're thinking of starting a product biz or scaling yours, this podcast is the secret sauce to making all those dreams come true. So grab a coffee or grab a champagne and let's dive into it. Welcome to this week's episode of E-Commerce Society Podcast. I am so excited for this week's episode because I am talking about my new product-based business that I'm starting, and I have so many cool things to share, including why. Like, why am I starting this? What on earth made me decide to start another business? And two, I'm going to be answering your questions that you submitted. So a few weeks ago on Instagram, I kind of told you that I was launching another product-based business. And I offered to answer any questions that you might have. So I'm going to go through and answer some of those questions because I got a couple of really good ones. So without further ado, the name of my new dog poop bag business is called Amuse Joy Poo Bags. So Amuse, AmuseJoy, poo, P-O-O bags. And if you follow me on Instagram, you already know the name and all that. I've already shared that there, but I didn't do a proper podcast episode where I actually gave you the name. I did give you a little bit of a sneak peek on a few podcast episodes ago where I shared if I was starting another product-based business, this is what I would do differently. And so I already did tell you that I was starting another one. But this episode, I want to share a little bit more of the why, and I really want to just dive deep into some questions that you asked me because I thought they were really great. So let's start off with a name. Let's start off with the name. So Amuse Joy Poo Bags, basically in a nutshell, the initial name that I wanted for the poop bag company was called Oh Shit. O-H-S-H-I-T. I envisioned this business, this brand with like big blocky letters, big, like fun personality, like so colorful, fun. Called Oh Shit. And then I was like, okay, maybe it's S-H apostrophe T. Because I know on Amazon, they don't want you to have swears. So, and I will be selling on Amazon this time. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, you know what? I don't think that's the right name. It just like didn't feel good anymore. But more importantly, it's already trademarked. So I get attached to names and then I'm like, oh, okay, I can't use it. It's fine. I'll come up with something else. So not super attached. Then I was going to call it Happy Poo Bags. And that name felt really aligned. I loved it. It was perfect. Again, I did a trademark search this time. So what I'm doing with this business, I'll share a little bit about that. But I'm really doing it the best in the right way up front this time. And this is something that I will be trademarking because I want to be able to sell it at some point. I don't want to run into any issues. I don't want to run into issues with people using the name or anything like that. So, because with the pet industry, really any industry, honestly, but with the pet industry, there's a lot of just people copying. And if I trademark my name, I won't have any issues, or I'll have less issues with people trying to use the name, you know. But when you go to sell your business, if it's not trademarked, that could be a big problem. So I ran into that with my first business and potentially almost lost the sale of my business because it wasn't trademarked. And we ran into an issue with the logo. So when in doubt, trademark. But anyway, I did a trademark search with Nicole from Sprout Law. Thanks, Nicole. You're the best. And she basically said, Happy Poo Bags likely will not get trademarked. Like your chances of getting that trademarked are like 5%. So, and it's basically, there's so much I've been learning about trademarking. Basically with the words happy poo bags. The part that would actually be trademarked is happy, not poo bags. And because happy already has 8 million trademarks, it just makes it harder. So you have to, so she was basically like, you have to add an additional word after. And I have post-it notes and lists. I spent like a week researching stupid names. I couldn't come up with a single thing. I could not come up with another name that I liked. And eventually, I think I must have done some sort of word search, name producer, name generator, AI, blah, 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 blah. And the word amuse popped up. And I was like, oh, I like that. That's a good word. I like it. And then something else popped up and it was amuse joy. And I saw that word there and I knew instantly that's my name right there. That's the business name. And I Googled it. And it's a made up word. So there's really no Google trail of like other things that pop up. And that's the problem when you have a name that is very saturated. You go to Google it and there's already 7 million people that are on Google search for that. So part of my strategy for this too was to have a word that is not all over Google, because it gives me the opportunity to create a brand around a name. And then every time someone puts that word in, you're not going to get other people stuff there basically. So anyway, so I did trademark search again. It came back cleared pretty much. And so I'm going to be trademarking it. I'm going to start the process soon, but that is where the name came from. But if you think of the word amuse joy, like the word joy is obviously like happy and smiley and just like positive vibes. And amuse is, when I think of the word amuse, I think to like make someone smile, to make someone laugh, like humor. And that is exactly the vibe of the brand. So it fits perfectly. And the name of your business is really important. I really think it's important. And with this brand, I am building this with a big vision. I'm not playing small with this brand. I want this to be a huge brand. Like I want this to be an 8-figure business. And to do that, you have to do a lot of things smart right away. Like there's no room for error. And for me, not that there's not room for error, there's not time for error. Like I don't have time to deal with petty shit because I'm working on a software business at the same time, which is basically so challenging that it's like, it's basically killing my brain cells. I have never been more tired. Like, but my focus has been thrown out the window. Like, I feel like I can't do anything right now because I'm working on something that is so challenging. It's like mentally draining. I took 3 naps last week. Okay. 3 naps. I'm not a napper. So anyway, so yeah, so I'm going all in with this business. I'm playing big. It's kind of go big or go home. It is, you know, Amazon's leadership. Amazon has, I don't know, 14 leadership principles that their entire company runs on. And one of them is think big. And I always love, I don't like all their leadership principles. And I do think it's a little like they're a little ridiculous with their leadership principles. But the think big one, I really like that one. I've always appreciated think big. And I'm doing that with this business. So I'm kind of, it's shit or get off the pot kind of situation with this business. So anyway, I'm investing a lot of money. I'm spending a lot of money up front on a lot of things. And I'm going to be doing a different episode on the branding of it. And I will be hopefully having Duo Collective, my friends, Courtney and Abby. Courtney is the branding part of the duo and Abby is the SEO analytics Excel nerd of the duo. So anyway, so Courtney's been working on the branding with me. And I mean, she has nailed it 100,000,000%. And the branding was a huge part of this business because when you're starting, and I'll talk about this when I answer the questions, but when you're starting a business in a really saturated niche, you have to do something that's different, you know? And the visual branding is a really important part. The packaging is going to be a super important part. So, and obviously you have to have a good quality product. So let's kind of dive into some questions too, but I just wanted to kind of explain about the name of the business, a little bit about my why. Like I said, I just was feeling kind of bored and this idea truly lit me up. Like, I felt lit up by the idea of starting another product-based business after years of thinking I would never do it again. Like, I was sure I would never do another product-based business. So it's really exciting to feel really like blah, to then feel really, really lit up, even though it's a lot of work. It's a lot to balance starting two different businesses and two different niches and running my current business and like being a mom and all that kind of stuff. It's a lot, and it's definitely taking a lot out of me. But this is, if you know me, you'd be like, oh yeah, of course you would start two businesses at the same time. Like, it's not actually surprising if you know me, because that's just how I am. I do weird, stupid shit, and I can do crazy shit that the average person would think, oh my gosh, I would never want to do that. Not that you can't do it, because I'm sure you can too. You just don't want to. Why would anyone want to start two businesses at the same time? It goes against every rule book that any mentor would ever tell you. Like, I'm sure if you ask any of these big wigs, like Hormozy or any of these people, if you said, should you start two businesses at the same time? Every one of them would say, absolutely not. Because you're not able to give all of your focus on one thing. Therefore, you're spreading yourself thin. But sometimes you have to take those rules and throw them out the fucking window because they don't apply to you. And in my situation, I'm going to say that those rules don't apply to me today because I feel lit up about both my ideas and I'm not willing to put one of them on the back burner. I am, while I'm doing the poop bag stuff right now, I'm kind of going through like a sprint where I am putting like all of my attention into the poop bag stuff just to get it off the ground. But the software company is tailing right behind that. And, you know, it's waiting for my attention. So anyway, so yeah, like why I'm doing it, because I fucking want to, and because I feel lit up about the idea. And let me answer the first question, because this kind of, I want to sort of focus on like the smart reasons why I'm doing it. So a lot of the questions are around like, why did you do it? How did you know when you were ready? Aren't you afraid of someone copying you? What will you do differently? What's your strategy? How will you stand out? So I think the first thing I will ask is, how do you know that you are ready to start a new business? So basically, how I knew I was ready was I'm very intuitive, and I listen to my intuition. And after I had that conversation with Duo Collective, and after I had that conversation with Julie Ball on my podcast, I kind of knew that I wanted to do it. I think it was just waiting until I was like officially ready. But after I had that conversation with Duo Collective, I knew I was ready. Like that conversation with them, it sealed the deal and I knew it. But you have to also remember that I had already done like the prep work. I was like prepping my brain months ago. So a few months ago, I did an episode or I did a YouTube video on the 10 most profitable products to start or launch in the pet industry. So this 2024 is the year that I'm doubling down on my YouTube. I've pretty much done a video every week of 2024. I may have missed a couple weeks, but for the most part, I've done a video every week. And one of my videos, I think it was like the end of 2023, was that, you know, 10 most profitable products to start in the pet industry. And I think the number one and two most profitable products that I identified were poop bags and poop bag holders. And it got the wheels spinning. I had already done some research on suppliers, how much it costs, you know, what the possible profit is. And I will say that that really did like prep my brain for the business. I walked away from that recording and thought, okay, like, gosh, should I start the dog poop bag holder business? Because it makes so much sense. Yeah, I did that video, and it's actually like, I'm getting a lot of views on it, which is interesting. But I kind of knew at that point, like, oh, maybe I should do the dog poop bag holder, because dog walks are a huge part of my life. And when I started using dog poop bag holders during my dog walks, it kind of changed the game for me. So I'm a huge fan of that product in particular. And then when I did that video, I kind of knew, okay, maybe I should do a dog poop bag holder. And then again, I put the idea out of my head. And then after that call with Duo Collective, I had already thought of the dog poop bag. I could already see the branding. And I think that was kind of it for me. Like the combination of already knowing that like you could make pretty good profits on dog poop bags. I already had the vision in my head of what it would look like. I already had this like example of a name. And so it was really just a matter of time. And I think 2024, I knew that I wanted to evolve into something different. I knew I wanted to do something different. And so I think all those pieces had to like align together for me to be ready to do this new business. So I would say that's how I knew I was ready. The next question is, what would you do differently this time than with your first business? So I already answered a lot of that in last week's podcast episode. But I think the biggest thing that I would do differently this time is I think thinking bigger. You know, with the first business, I had no idea what I was doing. And I just kind of like threw spaghetti at the wall, right? This time around, I know upfront I want to sell on Amazon. I've already done research on Amazon using Jungle Scout. I'm looking at the competitors, looking at how much money they're making every month, looking at what words people are actually searching for. And so I'm making more data-driven decisions. I'm looking at like, wow, people are searching for dog poop bag and dispensers. People are searching for like dog poop bag holder on leash. People are searching for, you know, biodegradable poop bags. So just things like that. Like, I think I'm making better decisions based on data and not just like, oh, this looks fun, let me do that. And like another example of that is I'm polling my audience right now and asking a lot more questions on, okay, like what are the things that drive your purchasing decisions for dog poop bags? And I thought, okay, everybody definitely wants compostable poop bags, right? But not necessarily, because pretty much whenever I've polled my audience, they've pretty much told me, you know, some people want some form of biodegradable, some form of like earth-friendly poop bags that maybe aren't just pure plastic, but the actual compostable poop bags, I don't actually think people care really about. And I was convinced, oh, everybody, it has to be compostable, you know? So just things like that, just making more data-informed decisions. And this time around, I also know upfront that I will eventually want to do wholesale. I want to sell on Amazon. I know upfront my structure of the business, which leads me to the next question. So I would say those are a few things that I'm going to be doing differently this time. I think just relying more on data and not on just assumption. So another person asked me, what is your strategy for the dog poop bag business? So I can kind of answer this in two ways. I would say one would be like the business and product strategy, and then one would be the marketing and visibility and sales strategy maybe. For my strategy, I already know upfront what I'm wanting to do. So, and this is what I teach people as well. I teach people, start with one product, sell it, make sure people want it, and then you do more product. So off the bat, I'm going to be obviously selling dog poop bags. I'm going to be selling one kind, not six kinds, not this color and this color and this size and this one's compostable and this is biodegradable. Nope, one kind. If you want poop bags from me, you get one option and that's it. Like minimize all the like options for people. One thing and that's it. And then I'm going to be doing an upsell. So upsell at checkout will be either a dog poop bag holder, which I'm pretty sure that's what it's going to be, possibly a dog poop bag dispenser. So dog poop bag dispenser is what I would call something that holds the empty poop bags. A dog poop bag holder or a used poop holder would be something that holds the actual bag full of your dog's shit. And in my opinion, the dog poop bag holder, like the used poop dog bag holder, is a necessity. Like you need one of those on your leash right now. You don't really need the dog poop bag dispenser because, to be honest with you, you could put the poop bags in your pocket. You could put them in, you could tie them on the leash. You could put them in like a bag that you're wearing. Like I wear a crossbody bag every time I walk the dogs and it has bunch of different poop bags in there. So I actually never use a dog poop bag dispenser. But for some reason, that is what people know. That's the product that people are more familiar with rather than the poop bag holder. But actually, after your dog poops, you pick it up and then clipping it onto your leash after, it's like the greatest thing on earth. You will be shocked at the amount of years you've spent in your life wasted away because you've been holding bags of poop in your hand when you could have just clipped it to your leash. It's amazing. It's life-changing. I'm obsessed. So anyway, so that's my like website strategy is going to be one product. We're going to have a very easy upsell at checkout. And then I think when I'm doing the launch of the business, I'm also going to give as like a pre-launch thing by joining my email list. I think I'm going to create a really fun poop bag holder. I will start dropping some hints at what it will be, but I'm going through the process now of again, finding a supplier for this because the poop bag supplier that I found that I really like, they don't make the ones that I want. And the MOQ is ridiculous. So the minimum they want is like 30,000. And I found a different person who she'll do them for like 100 MOQ. So MOQ is basically like the minimum quantity that you have to, you know, invest in. And just for reference, people, if anyone here is like, hey, I want to do a dog poop bag company, cool, go for it. Pretty much anyone I've talked to, the MOQ for dog poop bags is 10,000 rolls. That's a lot of rolls of fucking poop bags. Okay. So anyway, okay, where was I? So the strategy, yeah. So the website, like direct to consumer strategy, one product, a very strategic upsell at checkout of a fun dog poop bag holder. And then possibly I'm going to be doing something with the dog poop bag dispenser. So I'm trying to figure that out. But basically my goal for this is definitely to have a strategic upsell, but that's going to be the dog poop bag holder. So anyway, and then in terms of just sales strategy and all that, I'm going to be doing all of it. So I'm going to list it on Etsy. I'm going to list it on Amazon, and Amazon is definitely a huge part of my strategy. It is where the majority of people in the country will go to first to find a product. So for the Amazon haters, I hear you, but also, you know, it's a strategy. That's just what it is. You can say, oh, I hate Amazon. Amazon sucks. But, you know, that's where people go to shop. And if you're not looking at what consumer behavior does, then you're missing an opportunity. And I'm not saying that you have to sell on Amazon. I'm just saying be aware of where people go to shop. That's it, period, end of story. I did research yesterday on Jungle Scout, and I was shocked at the amount of fucking revenue that dog poop bag companies are making that sell on Amazon. Again, it's going to take some time for me to get any ranking on Amazon because it is a very saturated category. But like, whoa, I mean, really shitty poop bag companies, $200,000 a month in sales on Amazon. It's wild. And you can get this data from tools like Jungle Scout. It's an amazing tool. Okay. So, and then, so Amazon's going to be, so I'm going to start off with direct to consumer, my own website at the same time, parallel or whatever. I'm going to be doing Amazon. You have to be careful with Amazon though, because if you don't have inventory, that's when you screw yourself over. So I kind of want to like ease into Amazon, to be honest with you. Amazon is wild. I sold an Amazon with Dapper Dog Box, and I would just like list random things that I would have in my inventory that I wanted to get rid of, and people would just buy them. I'm like, where did you even, like, who is going to Amazon and like searching for this obscure, weird fucking toy? But people do, and they'll buy your shit. So, but you have to be careful that you don't run out of inventory. So anyway, so eventually I want to do Fulfilled by Amazon, but I want to do direct to consumer, my own store. I'm going to start doing blogs soon. I'm going to do all the SEO stuff, like all the stuff that I love. And then eventually I want to do wholesale as well. So that's super exciting. And that's like a different, like someone asked me what I would be doing differently this time. So that's something that's different as well. And then in terms of marketing and visibility, during my pre-launch, I'm probably going to identify 50, 100 or more people that I can send samples to and then just give them information on the launch, invite them to be an affiliate and kind of go from there. So I'm definitely going to be leveraging, you know, like micro influencer. I hate to use the word influencer, but like people that have any kind of an audience because it's a pet product and because it's, you know, like for the most part, fairly inexpensive to manufacture a dog poop bag. I will have the ability to give more samples to people, which is exciting. So I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be really leaning into press. So I definitely need to like up my press game, need to get featured in the media more. I need to get in gift guides. I need to create blog content. So kind of all those things. And then of course, like email marketing, SMS marketing, I'll be leaning into loyalty programs. I will be leaning into customer referral programs. And of course, I will have the poop bags offered as a subscription service. So when you sign up, you can buy one time or you can set up a subscription and people can get it every month, every 2 months, whatever. So that's obviously, that was also strategically, I can't say the word strategic. That was strategically part of what made me go for dog poop bags over doing the poop bag holder. When I was thinking of which product did I want to sell, I actually wanted to sell the dog poop bag holder more, but I thought, you know what? The dog poop bags are actually a smarter product because they fall under my product rules. What are the rules for creating and selling a profitable product? Small, lightweight, not breakable, you know, easy to ship, that kind of thing. Low cost, high margin potential, cheap to ship to customers. It solves a clear pain point for a customer. And lastly, it's something that is a replenishable. So ... people can sign up for it on subscription. So you get it on auto renew. So that was part of why I ended up choosing dog poop bags. I forgot to mention that earlier. So that's something as well. So yeah, I know what I'm doing here and I like have a clear plan. Someone asked poop why. I mean, here's the deal, okay? You might think, ew, why would you want to start a product that relates to dog poop? But if you own a dog and you take your dogs for a walk, they poop. Everyone poops, actually. But dogs will poop every single day. And technically, if you're not cleaning it up, you're either leaving it in your own yard, leaving it in the woods, or leaving it in your neighbor's yard. And two out of the three, you should probably be picking up after yourself. And to pick up after yourself, on a daily basis, multiple times per day, you need a dog poop bag. So the product in my mind makes total sense. I'm like, oh yeah, it's a no-brainer. And the other thing that I forgot to mention earlier is my dog now is 12 years old. So I've been walking her for 12 years and I have looked at these ugly, green, tacky poop bags for 12 years. And guess what? I hate them. I'm tired of them. I'm tired of green poop bags with dog bones and paw prints all over them. I hate them. And you know what? I said, I want to create a dog poop bag brand that is fun, that is colorful, that's vibey, that is just amazing. And that is not tacky. And that is not a fucking ugly, green, boring poop bag. So that's another thing. I thought, you know what? I have an opportunity to be a little bit of a disruptor. And that's a little bit dramatic when it comes to a poop bag, but kind of, because most companies, if you go through Amazon and scroll through, they're all green. They're all tacky. They all look exactly the same. It's like one idiot copying the next. And I will always go the opposite direction. I don't do what everyone else is doing. I do the opposite. And I'm doing the same thing with this. If you see the branding, you'll be like, oh my God, it's so fun. It's so colorful and so bright. So that is why poop, because guess what? The poop bag solves a major pain point. You have to clean up your dog's poop. Like, unless you're going to pick it up with a goddamn plastic bag that you got from the grocery store, like, and I see people doing that actually. And I honestly, seeing someone outside. So when I drop my son off at school, there's like this guy that always walks. He is like a black, I don't know, like black lab staffy, just like this big dog. You can tell it's like a big dog that does big poop. And if you're someone who does not have a dog right now, you're probably wondering why you're still listening to this episode. And you should probably just stop listening because you're going to get cringed out at the amount of times that I say the word poop in one episode. But this guy walks his humongous dog. And I already know, like, God, this dog takes a big dump. And he carries around a garbage bag. I'm sorry, a plastic bag from like a grocery store. And he's always smoking a cigarette. And the repulsion that I feel towards this guy is quite palpable. Like, he just repulses me. Part of it is the smoking while walking his dog. And all I can think is, oh my God, he's blowing cigarette smoke in the dog's face. But it's honestly also walking around carrying a fucking like shopping bag to pick up your dog's poop. I just don't like it. I'm sorry. And if you do that, I mean, no offense, but I don't like it. I think it's like cringy. So that's why poop is a great product to sell, because people will always need poop bags. And then the next question is, what are you investing in? So what are you investing in your business right now? So in terms of investing, I'm definitely going to be spending a lot more money on this business than, for example, my first business. My first business, I bought, you know, I ended up spending like $1,500 on someone to start the website for me. And that was one of my big mistakes, because I didn't need a custom website at that point, but I thought that I did. And I ended up spending $1,500 for him to do pretty much nothing. And then I had to buy a theme on a platform on CrateJoy and then build it myself. So anyway, so I invest in that. I spent money on product photography. I bought small amount of inventory, other like small necessities, and that's it. So I really launched that business for probably maybe like $2,500, like all in, probably even less than that, to be honest with you. But let's just say about $2,500. This time around, I am going to be spending a lot more money, unfortunately. But because this business, the visual branding is a really important part. I touched upon that earlier, but the visual branding is what is going to make my stuff stand out against other people. And so I couldn't do the DIY for the branding. I had to invest in branding, and I'm going to have someone do probably the packaging for me. Definitely need product photography this time. And so that right there alone is like probably $5,000-$6,000 or more, because the branding was like over $3,000. The product photography is probably going to be, I mean, let's just say $1,000 to $1,500-ish, but I need product photos. Those are super important. I'll do the website myself. But I will have to spend, you know, let's say $300 or $350 on a Shopify theme. I'll have to buy, you know, some supplies. So a Dymo label printer, labels, that kind of thing. I then have to buy product. I have to buy the exterior packaging and all that kind of stuff. Then I have to buy the exterior packaging. Because when I say dog poop bags, the poop bags have to go inside of a packaging, right? But then when you ship it to customers, there has to be the exterior packaging as well. So I have the poop bag, which I have to do a design on. Then I have the poop bag like box where the poop bag goes in. Then I need something to ship to customers. So at this point, I'm probably going to be doing a padded poly mailer. I have to make sure I can find the right one and all that kind of jazz. So there's like a lot of moving parts with this business. I could start off with just a plain padded poly mailer, but I really don't want to. I want to do something fun. So we'll see, but I have to do that. And then the actual product itself, I had talked about this a little bit earlier, but like the minimum that I have to invest in is 10,000 dog poop bags. And so that, and I'm not sure how many boxes of poop bags that ends up being, but you know, it's a decent amount of poop bags that I'm basically having to invest in. And then not only that, but I have to buy packaging for that. I have to make inserts for those. And then I'm probably going to also do the dog poop bag holder and a dispenser. So there's like a lot of upfront inventory costs that I'm going to be investing in. And then probably the next thing that I'm going to be working on is the packaging and then the product photography. So I would say those are going to be my big investments up front. So I definitely am putting a lot more money into this business up front. And, you know, like I don't have to necessarily, but I really want everything to look great. I want it to be something that I'm super proud of from day one and that can start working from day one. So you have to remember too, this isn't my first business. If this was your first business, I wouldn't probably, unless you are getting outside funding or you just have a lot of extra money laying around that you can spend, I wouldn't advise you to spend that much money on things for the first business, because you learn about business as you do it. You can't read about it in a book. You have to just experience it. And then you learn what to do, what not to do. And you learn where you should be spending money on. And so for me, like I said, the visual branding, the photos, the packaging, that's a really important part. And that's some of the things that I also teach in my business. And I wrote a book called Customer Obsession. So for me, packaging and customer experience are very important. So it kind of makes sense that I would have to spend money on those things. But I could have done this business very scrappy. I could have just invested in branding. I could have probably done the packaging myself, which I do not want to do. I'm not a graphic designer and I know what my skill set is. I know what it's not. The packaging for this business is very important. So I definitely have to have someone do it for me. And the packaging, like the exterior packaging that would ship to customers. Again, I could do a poly mailer bag, plain poly mailer with a sticker or something, but, and I might do that. I haven't decided yet. I might just do like a white padded poly mailer and then get some branded packaging tape. The branding is so freaking fun for this business. I cannot wait to use some of the assets in packaging. Like I cannot wait. So we're going to have some fun packaging. So those are some of the investments up front. And then, you know, down the line, I'm going to have to invest in someone teaching me about wholesale, probably have to find someone who can basically give me some mentoring on Amazon. You know, I have sold on Amazon before. I know the basics, but I need to learn more and I need someone not, I don't want to buy a course. I want someone just to look at my stuff and tell me, this is what you need to do. This is what you should do. This is a strategy. I don't want to waste my time on like cookie cutter information and courses. I want to learn from someone who can like tell me what to do in a short amount of time. So those will be some other investments in the near future. But yeah, it's fun and, you know, definitely investing a lot in this business, but I think it'll all be worth it. So that's the investment question. And then just really as we wrap up this episode, again, I just want to just remind people that sometimes life has other plans for you. You think, oh, I don't want to do another business, but then you feel so called to do it that you can't imagine not doing it. And that's how I feel about this business. I really am so excited. And also I talk about these rules of the best possible scenario of starting a product-based business. You know, you'll have a better chance of succeeding if you do these things. And I kind of talk about, you know, choosing a product that is a hobby, is related to a hobby that someone does. And I really stand by that, because when you are selling a product that someone does as part of their life that makes them happy or brings them joy, those are things that people always spend money on. And for me, my dog walking, I mean, I've been showing my dogs on my, you know, Carrie F Instagram account really since day one for years now. I always show videos of me doing dog walks. It's like become part of my own little like personal brand. And so it makes sense for me that I started this poop bag business. You know, it's not out of left field. It makes sense. It's aligned with stuff I already talk about. And the pet industry is literally like the best industry. The pet, like selling products to pet people, I would argue there's no better industry than that, because people are so obsessed with their dogs. And when you find the right customer, the right product, there's just so much fun. And I loved having the first business. I loved having a product that I could sell to pet people, pet parents and all that. So I'm just so excited. And I just want to say thank you really to everyone who has been really excited about this opportunity for me. I mean, I've gotten so many DMs and so many people have been so encouraging on things that I've posted on Instagram. And I just want to say thank you. It's like so nice to just feel supported and just, you know, like I am a huge supporter of other people's businesses. I love buying things from female-owned businesses. I love giving people shout outs. I love talking about products that I love just because I love them, not because I'm making affiliate commission or any of that stuff. But it's really nice when it's reciprocated back to you, when people are just genuinely excited for what you're doing. And so I'm totally feeling all the love. And I just want to say thank you. It makes what I'm doing worth it. Someone messaged me last night and they were like, oh, like, thank you so much for sharing all this. I had an idea for a product business and I kind of squashed it, but listening to you talk about this has totally inspired me to think about doing mine. And, you know, like, I live to get messages like that. Trust me. Like, anyone who creates content, you want to make an impact of some kind, you know? And so at least for me, hearing that is like the best thing someone could ever tell me. So thank you so much. Be sure to follow along on Amuse Joy Poo Bags. I will be launching a landing page soon where you can sign up. And then people who join the email list, I'm going to be giving them that free, I believe it's going to be a dog poop bag holder with purchase. And it's going to be a really fun one. Let's think like flower power. That's all I'm going to say. And when you see the branding come out soon, you'll see the like some of the assets of the brand. And you'll probably then put two and two together. But obviously it's going to be fun and it's colorful and I can't wait. So anyway, Amuse Joy Poo Bags. You can follow me along on Instagram and TikTok, and I will be launching the email list soon where you can sign up and all the things. And if you have any questions on, you know, the poo bag business or anything else, please feel free to let me know. I'm going to drop a link in the podcast show notes where you can actually ask a question for the podcast. And I will be going through any questions that people ask and they will become possible future podcast episodes. So you can grab that link in the show notes below. And thank you as always for listening. I appreciate you so much. And again, so excited to just rip off the Band-Aid, show behind the curtain and like really have you come behind the scenes of this business with me. I am so grateful and just really, really honored that people are even interested in hearing about it. So thank you so much. Love you. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you love this episode, please go ahead and leave a review on Apple Podcasts and then take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram stories. Tag me in it at Carrie A. Fitzgerald. My name is in the show notes. Thank you so much and I'll see you guys next week.